welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I am Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What's our contact info real quick?
All right. Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a message from your buddy, James. Hey, girls, long time no heroes, checking in and seeing that everything goes okay since there hasn't been a podcast in a few weeks. Yes.
Thank you, James, for catching or asking about us.
So, I mean, everything's okay with us.
We're okay. Yes, we're healthy. We're still
we're alive.
It. We're not fired.
Right. The problem is we've been having some severe technical difficulties that have been very much underestimated.
Yes. We got hacked nationwide.
So not just us.
Not just us. Not just KISW. Not
or
just our podcast.
Seattle, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Intercom got
some ransomware.
Got a little screwed.
So basically, like, we, for the first couple days, like, they thought, oh, we'll solve this in a couple days. It's been a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
They've slowly been fixing everything. Our IT team has been killing it. Like, they've been working super hard. I feel so bad for them.
Long hours.
They'll spend all day fixing something, and by the next day, it's reinfected.
Yeah, so it was literally, like, all our computer, our phone screens, our emails,
we couldn't even print.
Yeah.
We couldn't even go on our computers. We all had our laptops. Like, I'm still bringing my laptop in.
Yeah.
Just because I'm paranoid that things are going to go, you know.
It was like old school. We had to write everything down.
Like, all the teases were written on paper. So we finally have access to our podcast room and the recording devices and everything. There's plenty we don't have access to still, but we're making it work. And it's gotten easier.
Yeah. It's been crazy. It was like the old ages.
Right.
I didn't like necessarily like it, of course, getting infected or anything. Or like not having email and stuff, but I kind of like the old school writing everything down. And like for the main show, when Rev would get a phone call or someone with a listener, like I would have to run in a piece of paper to Vicky that was handwritten because all the computers and stuff didn't work. And so it was so like, wow, you don't appreciate what you have until all of a sudden it goes to crap.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, this is how we used to do it back in the day.
So, yeah.
So hopefully nothing more of that happens and we just keep getting better, because I think now it is slowly getting mm-hmm. better and we're not taking steps back. But yeah, it's been quite the difficult time for our IT people.
Right.
Oh, so, man.
But yes, finally, our podcast, we're finally back.
Yes, we are.
And there's some things that have happened in the time that we have been off from the podcast, I should say.
Yeah.
Facebook unveiled a new dating app within the Facebook app.
I saw this. Well, I heard about it. I didn't even see it. I don't even know how it comes about.
It was funny because, like, not everyone was seeing it. And then I saw it and I, like, signed up and started doing it because I wanted to play with it.
So you have to sign up.
Like, you make your own little sign up profile and you can take pictures from your Facebook.
Okay.
And the only thing I've noticed that, like, connects besides your pictures, and it doesn't connect to all your pictures, you pick which pictures you want up there.
Oh, that's nice.
It tells you what mutual friends you have. So,
like, on the dating part.
Yes. Yeah, so when I'm looking at somebody, it says you guys have two friends in common.
Got it. Okay. So just because you have a Facebook doesn't necessarily mean you're on this.
No, I'm not seeing your Facebook. Yeah. I'm not seeing their actual Facebook page, which is hilarious because if it's telling me who I have mutual friends with, I just go to that mutual friend and go through their friends and find the person, which I have. And that way I can stalk them a little more, which I've done.
And see them on their actual Facebook profile.
Right.
In all their tagged pictures that are probably not as attractive as the ones that aren't tagged.
Assuming they do a good job making everything private. But it was a little confusing at first because it'd say I have a bunch of messages and then I click on it and I have no messages. So it took a few days after they announced it for it to kind of clear up. And now I'm able to see
your actual messages. Mm-hmm. So is it kind of like a Tinder where it's like a swipe thing? Is it more like you visit someone's, like, quote unquote, Facebook dating profile questions?
It is very similar to Tinder. You do swipe.
Okay.
Like, you hit like or dislike. Basically, there's not really swiping. I don't remember
the thumbs up or the X.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And you can put as much information if you want. Like, there's some people that, like, do the whole Facebook like, "Ew, this is what I do. I like this, that." And I basically just did on mine. I actually will show you. I made little emojis. I just did emojis to kind of explain myself.
Wow.
Just because I'm just like, I don't want to put
you don't
too much
write,
info.
Like, I like long beaches on
long walks on the beach
and, like, sunsets.
I basically put, like, a nerd emoji. I put a little chess piece because I'm a board gamer. I put little raindrops because I like rain. Like, I like I like the fall weather. That's basically what I'm getting at. And then I put like little fall leaves. So I'm a basic bitch.
Okay.
I put a little chef person because I like cooking.
Oh.
I put a weird little superhero because I like superheroes. And then I put like a crazy face because I'm a weirdo.
Wow. I hope everyone that sees the profile understands exactly what those
That's, I think if they're like, what does this mean? Then I think that'd be a good opener too.
What do your raindrops mean? Do you cry a lot? Like, are you?
No, it's like it's the cloud. It's not just like the squirts. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I know, but like, you know, some people think this emoji means this, and then for other people, it might mean something else.
That's why I put the leaves next to it, so it implies a like fall.
Yeah.
But I could definitely see where they could get that too.
So you didn't put any actual writing?
No, I mean, I did some of the. Hold on, I'm gonna add one more just so they know I'm cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to add a house because I'm a homeowner, bitches.
Ooh, snap. You about to get hella DMs now. You added that house.
And, like, it does transfer. If you don't want them, you can remove them. It does transfer, like, what your job title is, the company you work for, like, high school.
So do you have all of that information on there?
I think I do.
Because I know on Facebook profiles, they have the option to put where you work now. Where did you work before? Where did you work before that? Where did you go to high school? Where did you go to, you know, all
you
of that
info. You can do visible on dating site, yes or no. So I'm going to do some of these invisible just because why not?
Yeah, let everyone know what's up, where you work, where you live.
Right.
Everything.
I'll let them know that my high school, like, so people are like, oh, yeah, I did go to high school with you. I always think that's funny. Did pick some of my profile pictures. They do have some questions you can ask. Like, they ask you and then you put in your answer so people can get an idea of what you like.
Okay.
It's like, for mine example, I have, if I could live anywhere in the world for a year, I would choose Ireland. I wrote Ireland. It's beautiful and great weather. In great weather, it's kind of like home. So
it's like just a random question they give you.
Yeah, or so, like my favorite place in the entire world, like Astoria, Oregon.
Oh.
Most useless talent I have is I can make things fit in the real world like Tetris.
Oh, okay. I like that, how it's like random fun questions.
Right.
And then you get to decide if you want to put all of your...
Mm-hmm. Yep, they give you a bunch. There's like my favorite time of the day, the best thing I can cook, something I'm embarrassed to admit that I love is... The song that always gets me on the dance floor.
So you don't fill them all out. You get to choose which ones.
You could, I guess, fill them all out if you really wanted to. You can connect it to your Instagram, but I don't. But I can look at who liked me, and then I can basically do X them or heart them.
And then if you both heart each other.
They get notified.
But if you heart someone, but they haven't hearted you yet, you don't get anything, right?
No, I think, I'm sure you can, like, some people can like your pictures, too.
Okay.
Even if you haven't, I've noticed that.
So how do you slide into someone's DMs?
I think part, like, you match each other, or if you like one of their stuff, they can go to your profile and like you too, I believe. And you could also search by, like, see matches at your events. So let's say you love going to farmers market or certain dance clubs, and you're always attending the, like, posting that you're at these events.
Oh.
Or like, hey, I'm interested, or I'm going to, you know, the corn maze. You can search for your matches within these events.
That is so weird.
Right. So, or
like, I saw you were going to this corn maze.
Or it's like, or that you've gone, like, oh, I've noticed that you've been to a bunch of the same shows I have. It's like you went to, you know, Painting the Grass.
Do you like rock music too?
You could also see matches in your groups. So if you're part of a group like I'm a part of Grub and Chill, which is a food kind of lovers group. So people will post like, here's a recipe I tried, or I need advice on a recipe, or this is the food I got at this cool restaurant. Check it out. It's all about food, or they post food memes. So I could see all my matches within the different groups I'm in.
And are these are all things on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, super intertwined.
You also have Secret Crush, and this is kind of based on like your friend group, like your actual friends on Facebook.
Okay.
So if there's like somebody on your Facebook page you have a Secret Crush on, you can add them on here. They won't see it unless they Secret Crush you too. So I have a couple of them.
I kind of like that.
So like if
they... They're friends with you on Facebook, mm-hmm. and you guys, thinking you guys both made this dating thing.
Yeah.
So you don't even know if they made this dating
right.
thing.
Right, or if they liked you on it or not. But let's say, you know, like, hey, they tried it on, and they like, hey, I'm going to do a secret crush. You can have up to 9. And if they secret crush you too, it's like, hey, they said like, oh, hey, it's like a nice little, you guys both like each other.
Oh, man, that brings me such anxiety if that actually happens. Like, the excitement, but also, like, if I did secret crush someone and then, like, you know, a week or a few weeks or whatever, and then all of a sudden, like, ding, ding, you get a notification that, like, out of the blue, they secret crush you too. I almost, like, I get really excited, but I also want to vomit too, thinking, like, how does that conversation even go?
Like, I think that's a nice little meet cute. It's like, hey, do you want to go out? Like, especially if you kind of already know this person.
But it's like, okay, we've been Facebook friends forever. We kind of know each other in real life. Like, And neither of us had the courage to be like, what's up? We had to have an app do it for us.
Right. I mean, oh, why not? That's the meet cute of 2019.
Yeah, this is so society now. Okay, so have you done this? Have you?
Yeah, I've talked to a couple guys. It's kind of just been very much like any other dating site. I kind of hate it.
Kind of like, hey, what's up? How are you?
I hate when they reply and they're like, hey, or they message for the first time. Hey. Like, seriously? You can't be a little more creative?
What are they going to say? Hey, how are you doing?
Or something they can look down at your profile and be like, oh, Ireland. I like Ireland too. Or it's like, oh, have you ever been? Or do you like this? Or just kind of get an idea. It's like, what does this emoji mean? Kind of get an idea. Like when I do like a dude and I'm like, oh, hey, I like that movie too.
But I feel like this is a lot kind of like Tinder. Is it literally they just probably base it off your picture.
Right.
They don't care that you like to cook or you like the fall. And they think you're hot.
And that's my thing, too. I'm like, I'm not really looking for that. If I wanted that, I'd go on Tinder. And I already have my Bang Buddies.
But I think that could possibly lead still into something more. Still have to think you're hot. I mean, yes, that's saying hey or hey, are you doing is still like a conversation starter.
See, here's the thing, though. If they write just hey, like H-E-Y, I think that's very boring. If they write hey.
How I say hey, hey.
That means you want to bang. That's like the international symbol of I want to bang. So I'm like, well, I'm not really looking for that right now. So thank you, but no thank you.
So do you respond or no?
If they're cute, maybe.
See, if they're cute, see? Like, I'll look it's at all their, about the look.
I'll look at their pictures and see like if they seem to have their stuff together. If they're all pictures of them partying, it's like, okay, you look like you just want to party and have a good time. Cool, good for you. I've already done that. I'm out.
See, this is my thing about this whole like dating online kind of thing is I feel like so many people take different pictures or different emojis or different as different. You know what right. I'm saying? Is it like everyone bases it on a picture, whether you're hot or not. But just because I'm going to base it on the picture doesn't necessarily mean I just want to bang. Like if I saw a picture of a guy that was beautiful that I was interested in and like I read his stuff and I was like, whatever, cool. He likes to cook and he likes Italy. I don't know. I'd be like, okay, whatever. But I'm not going to like immediately be like, hey, so I hear you like Italy. That's cool. I'm Italian. I would just be like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean?
I feel like you would think that, but because if you're a girl on dating sites, you get oversaturated with messages. Like at least with like a Tinder, you both have to like each other. But no, so for every like 20 messages a girl would receive, a guy gets one.
Yeah.
So that I feel like, and you can kind of tell, because I've been on the dating scene or online dating scene for quite a while, like on and off. I've been on different sites. Like Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, Tinder. I did Bumble for a second.
Hinge?
I signed up for it, but I was like, I don't really get this. So no, I think you had to pay. And I was like, nope, I'm out.
Screw that.
You can start to tell the different, the guys that are kind of doing the same thing over and over again to all the girls.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. Get your hustle on. But they have a very vague post. And you can tell they're just copy and pasting.
Well,
it's
easy to write, hey.
Well, they're doing something like, oh, you're really beautiful. You seem like a good time. I like this, this, and this, and this. Like, let me know if you're interested. I'm like, but just the way they phrase it, they don't say anything involving you. It's just very vague.
Yeah, or your name or anything.
And I'm like, okay, you're just trying to like throw as many hooks out there as you can and see if you get something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like that makes me think you are either really desperate for love or you just want to bang and bang as many people as you can want, which is cool. Do what you gotta do, but that's not me.
I just think even if a guy wants a relationship, he's not gonna look at all the crap you write. I mean, he might look at it, but like, he's not gonna care if like you really like dogs and he doesn't like dogs. Like, I don't think gonna be like a deal breaker for him necessarily.
If they're trying to bang, it's not a deal breaker. But there are guys that say if you do not like dogs, don't swipe on my profile.
No, but I'm saying like if you like something that he doesn't like or doesn't really care for or whatever, or if his, you know, like I don't think he's not going to pick you just because of that. Even if he does want a relationship. I think, you know, like my boyfriend thinks it's crazy that I'm a vegetarian and like gets bummed out about it because it's like I can't eat meat. So if that was on my profile, I still think he thinks I was hot and still would swipe on me. Even though he, you know what I'm saying?
More guys than not, especially if they're just trying to bang, will swipe on anything they think is attractive.
Yeah.
Or even mildly attractive because then they can just hook up and never see the person.
I feel like,
especially for women, online dating has become kind of hollow in a sense. Like, they'll be like, oh, this guy only wants to go to Italy, but he doesn't want to go to Greece or whatever, doesn't like Greece. So I guess, or he likes the Huskies instead of the Cougars. So yeah. I'm not going to swipe right on him because mm-hmm. there's just so many options out there. And it's like, there's always something better. The grass is always greener yeah. kind of vibe.
Which sucks.
Which is unfortunate. That's not a healthy attitude to have because you never commit, you never really invest in one person. You never give them the time to kind of get to know, which I'm trying really hard to undo. Because mm-hmm. that wasn't like what I was actively doing, but I realized I was.
Yeah.
Like previously. And so that's why online dating never really worked for me. I've made friends off of online dating, but I've never actually had a serious relationship from one.
Well, that's why I think if you don't respond to the people that just say, mm-hmm. hey, or hey, how are you doing? And like, don't take something personal from you could be missing out.
Yeah. It gets annoying. And I'll reply sometimes like, hey, how's it going? And they are just either very like dry and it's not.
Yeah.
If and they it's don't, like, okay.
That's annoying. Then it's yeah. like, if you're not going to keep the conversation up or you just want right. to meet up tonight at
whatever.
Midnight, like, yeah, I totally would be like, okay, no, that's not what I'm looking for. Okay, thanks. But
right. It's just usually like 8 times out of 10, the guys that write, hey, that's what happens.
They're trying to,
Can you just like, they don't really have conversation. They're trying to talk the least amount. They're just trying to
invite you over. And
yeah.
Which can, yeah. On Facebook, can you say, I want a relationship? Kind of like on other ones?
I don't think so. I think
no, it's just very vague.
And I think this only works on your phone. It doesn't work on, I've tried looking at the dating thing on my computer and it didn't work.
That's interesting.
You can put like dating location. You can pick what you want, like men or female, height preferences, their lifestyle, religious beliefs. So it doesn't say anything about what you're looking for. You can pick if they have kids, they will exclude that from your search, or if you don't mind, or if they do have kids. Same with religious beliefs. So if you're like a Mormon and you don't want to date anybody that isn't Mormon, you can just, you know, exclude all these different religious beliefs if you want.
That's kind of cool. They have those options. They should have a trying to be in a relationship or trying to do both option right. and then exclude all the people who don't want what you don't want.
Right.
That would be very helpful.
That's the hard thing though too, because as a girl, what is the one thing we are afraid of when meeting somebody potentially that you're going to date?
Well, acting like we want something more that they
right. We don't want to look crazy or desperate. Mm-hmm. And we feel by just simply stating like, I would love to get married someday and have a family.
Skirt.
Like, that yeah. makes, like, guys are like, she's crazy, she's maybe crazy, she's desperate. Like, that is our fear. Whether or not that's what they're thinking, that is our fear.
Well, I think it's, I mean, now that we're getting a little older, I feel like
it's a little better.
I think it was a little, like, 5 years ago, we could mm-hmm. say, yeah, I eventually want to have kids and get married, but not right now. But now right. that we're getting older and, like, right. reaching our 30s, almost in our 30s, like, I think guys kind of are like, well, how long are you waiting? Or you know what I mean? Like right. we can't say we're waiting 5 to 10 years.
I mean, some people do.
I mean, some people yeah. do, but you know, the average person doesn't start having kids at 40 kind of thing.
Right.
So I think for me, that's like now, I mean, I feel like guys kind of realize, okay, like they're getting older too. So this is what the reality is, but then they go for younger chicks and then we're just like, damn it.
Well, I mean, like, and that's totally fine. You want to go for younger chicks, that's you're not wanting the same things I do. Like I've gone on dates with guys where I'm like, oh, this is really fun. You're actually pretty cool. And they're like, yeah, I never want to have kids. I'm like, okay, well, I do.
Yeah.
This isn't gonna work. And I don't want to put the effort
good
in.
For you for doing that.
Like I don't want to put the effort into dating someone and being like, they'll change their mind. And then let's say we want to get married and it's like, yeah, no, I still never want to have kids. So it's like, cool, I was in this relationship for 7 years or whatever.
Did it to yourself. Yeah.
It's like, no. So I refuse to do that. Because some mm-hmm. people are like, well, they might change their mind. I'm like, no, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Or if they never want to get married, it's like, I would like to get married someday. I think that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Like just having your partner in crime, if you will.
Hell yeah. Legally, you have to be my partner in crime or you have to spend hella money to divorce my ass.
Right. It's like, you're never leaving. but it's, some people are a little nervous. I found this article a while back on insider.com. And apparently, some people say it enables, there's two features that may enable cheaters.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, so.
That's kind of cool. Like, enable them from, wait.
No, enables, it lets them cheat.
Oh, that's not cool. Oh, it does enable them. Got it.
So apparently, it will hide their relationship status.
What?
Yeah, so if it says, like, I'm in a relationship with this person on your Facebook page, that won't show up.
For them.
Like, you can still go on the dating thing and it won't show up.
So if I was a girl interested in a dude and hella creeped on there, website.
Oh. So like on the first page, it's like, oh, it says she's in a relationship with some guy. But when you look at the app, it doesn't say that information.
But then if I like creeped even more like you do, if they have mutual friends or whatever, yeah, you can see it on there, right?
Yes.
Well, you got to do some investigating, people.
I mean, girls will.
That's really strange. Like, why would they have that feature to like, maybe if it's like an open relationship type of thing and maybe it doesn't matter.
I mean, but then their page should say in an open relationship with so-and-so.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, that could get dirty. But guys or girls, if you're out there, don't use this dating app if you have a freaking significant other.
Additionally, they won't match you with your existing friends on Facebook. So it doesn't, like, that's what they say. It's like, they won't match users with anyone they're friends with in their regular Facebook profiles. This could prevent a prospective cheater's friends or friends of their partners from finding out they're using Facebook dating. I think the only time that you can find out if your friends, like, you can match with somebody is if you do the... the secret crush.
The secret crush. Mm-hmm. Well, that's... So these are strangers then that you're going to meet on this dating thing.
Or friends of friends.
I didn't realize that. I thought you could potentially message
On Tinder you can, because on Tinder you have to connect to your Facebook account. It automatically like fills in your name and, you know, your pictures and stuff. If you want to use those pictures, you can, you know, fill out more information. You can also connect your Instagram just like on Facebook dating. And it will tell you if you have mutual friends on Tinder as well. But I would also sometimes like run across somebody I had as a friend on Facebook. Like, oh, I went to high school with you. You're my friend on Facebook and you just popped up here.
Hey, should I like you? Should I swipe on you?
There's some that I did out of curiosity. I swiped right and they did like me.
Oh, and then no conversation started.
No, like I'm like, hey, let's hang out. Like, I thought you were cute in high school. Let's go out. And then it just never.
Yeah, it's got like, anywhere.
Cool.
Cool. Don't respond.
Thanks.
I should have said, hey. Just kidding. So on this Facebook thing, have you had any success with anyone?
Yeah, I went on a date.
What?
I know.
From the Facebook dating thing. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Which it sucks because it's like, I really want to just spend my time talking to you. So yeah. I feel like I'm ignoring anybody else I was talking to on the app. So it's like, should I keep balancing the other guys just in case? I don't know. That's my only dilemma I've had with it so far.
Like you went on a date with this guy and now you just want to talk. But are there other people on the app that you're talking to?
Like kind of like I've ignored him a couple. Like just like, I haven't been replying in a few days.
Oh, well, no, you got it. I mean,
it's like that weird, like, I know.
I know you kind of like this, but
I'm too old for this crap.
But it's like, you don't want to like ruin something that could be with this other guy just because you went on one date. Like, it's nothing like exclusive yet.
No, not by any means. We haven't done anything. There wasn't anything else. Like, we do want to.
She means sexually. Yes.
We would like to go out again. We discussed, but he works more than I do. Weirder hours than I do.
So you went to dinner, drinks.
Yes, dinner and drinks.
Dinner and drinks. Okay. And the conversation flowed and it was good.
I can tell, though, he has ADD just like me. And he works odd hours. So he was really tired.
Like graveyard shift?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll work like 18 hours at a time. Like he'll have a shift of 18 hours. He'll have his breaks in between. Mm-hmm. He'll be like 6 hours on, 6 hours off, hours on. Yeah. So he's works a lot.
Oh. So you guys talked about like everything and anything, like change subjects every like 5 minutes.
Yeah. But like I was watching his eyes and he was just like I shouldn't have picked a place with a bunch of TVs because he was like, because I was doing the same thing.
Oh, well, at least you understand. Yeah. And right, you're like that too.
Plus, when you're tired and nervous, it's like, okay. So I could sense, like he had told me before, and he's like, I'm a little awkward. And I could feel that.
Really?
So at least he told me ahead of time, but it didn't stop me from thinking like, oh, he probably doesn't think I'm cute in person or he doesn't think I'm cool.
That's what you thought?
Like in my brain, because I'm immediately like tearing myself down like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. I was nervous.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been on like a date with a stranger in a long time.
Yeah, it's like a blind date. Kinda. Well,
not including the deaf guy.
Oh, yeah. How could we forget about that? Yeah. At least it went better than that, right?
Oh, yeah. And so we plan to hang out again. It's just as soon as, you know.
The schedules line up.
Yep. So we're hoping maybe sometime this week, but we're still talking. He's a homebody like me. He just bought a house, so he's got his stuff together.
Nice.
He's got a good job.
Kind of close to you? Not really? Yeah. Oh, that's good, at least.
Yeah, not too far from me. So, I mean, so far, you know, taking it very slow, you know, because we don't get to see each other all the time. So
what were you feeling a kiss at the end of it and you just didn't do it? Or were you guys not really at that point yet? You guys just have a little hug.
Yeah, we did a hug. I was a little nervous to like try to go in for it because I don't really think we like got there to that point.
And you didn't want to rush it. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it'd be weird.
Did he pay for dinner? Did you?
He paid for dinner.
Good.
Like I tried to pay for it. I know. I tried to pay for it.
Vicky hates it when guys pay for anything.
No, I don't hate it when guys pay for anything. I hate it when anybody pays for me for anything.
That's true. Yeah, but she always always tries to fight it. Insists they at least go Dutch. And I always think, gentlemen, for a first date, and this is my old school, just pay. Like, don't take her to a steakhouse if you can't handle a steakhouse meal price. But just if you want, I would no, even if you don't want anything more than just to be a homie with this girl, I would still just a gentleman thing to do. Just pay. Just pay. And if you do want to get in her pants, then you for sure pay. Okay, sorry, that was my little rant for the moment. But yeah, no, I'm so glad you actually went out.
I do a rule though, when anybody offers, I'm trying to get better about this, like with anybody. It's like when somebody wants to buy me coffee, like you guys will all kind of take turns, like you, Danny, myself, Joey, your dad will take turns buying coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm getting better. And I always, with us, it's a little different because it's us and we've kind of developed this system, but I always ask twice. I'm like, oh, no, I can pay for this. It's like, no, I got this. I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Like I always ask twice and I'm like, I drop it after that. I'm like, you can't be uncomfortable. Like you have to get over it. You asked twice. They didn't hesitate.
You're good.
I'm okay. I can deal with
this. And I mean, for me, when it's the coffee thing or out on a date or something, like, I'll get the next round.
Right. And that's what I was thinking. But I felt kind of awkward saying that. I'm like, I'll pay for drinks next time.
He's like, there's not going to be a next time.
Like, I was so like, oh, what if he doesn't want there to be a next time? So I am very awkward. He's awkward. So it's a big mess. But
that's where I say, like, I'll pay drinks next time. I mean, if you want to go out with me next time, I don't know why you wouldn't.
That gets
even more awkward, but I love it because then they're like, yeah, I totally want to, whether like they do or not.
Right. And it's like, I'll call you never. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Well, good. Keep us posted.
Yes, I will. Got to wrap it up for now. But yes, we are hoping to, you know, not have any more technical issues in the near future and to be continuing to do these.
Yes. Thanks for being patient, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.